dare to be different, I do the impossible. You can't think with your heart, so keep your moves logical. I'm just 10 toes, concrete to flesh, staying true until the day of my death. Watch how I do this the best. I dare to be different, I do the impossible. You can't think with your heart, so keep your moves logical. I'm just 10 toes, concrete to flesh, staying true until the day of my death. Watch how I do this the best. Decision, decision, permission.
Before
nigga.
We start.
Yeah, we are ready.
Oh, we already. Oh, yes. Shit.
This nigga can't get the window together. What's good, y'all? It's the Hot Box Chronicle.
What it do, man?
Yo, man. It's me, your boy Day.
It's Pat. You know, episode 7.
Look, he introducing himself now.
I see that.
Stepping his game up, man, introducing himself.
Nature boy bopping that bit, man. Turn on, man.
Yo, that shit was funny. That was hilarious, B. That was funny. Nigga, can I get the window to work? Up in there.
On him.
Yo, that shit was hilarious.
Man, but how y'all doing out the other day, man?
First and foremost, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to the world.
Yeah.
You gotta get that in. Happy Thanksgiving to the world.
How y'all Thanksgiving?
You know, it's good. Most definitely ate. You already know how I get there. Had the snack. Had to be a fatty.
Oh, yeah. I broke all that little vegan shit I was on. I broke all that shit. Fuck what you're talking about.
Hey, nigga, you got to get it.
Nigga, say, hey, certain things, you just ain't going to, you just ain't going to pass up on dressing and shit like that.
Even though Didi burnt the turkey. We had 3 turkeys. Didi burnt one of them turkeys. You know what I'm saying? But still, shout out Didi for frying the turkey, though. But he burnt one of the goddamn turkeys. But we had 3 turkeys, so we were still in the game.
Hey, burn turkey.
He was deep frying and left the house, like, you know what I'm saying? You know who leaves the house when you're cooking? You don't leave the house when you're fucking cooking, but.
I mean, it take a while for a turkey to deep fry, but.
Oh, 2 hours. Damn. 5 hours, some shit. So. But yeah, that bitch was fried. Like, you throw that shit at, nigga, no lie, you break a piece off and swipe a motherfucker, you done scarred the nigga, I'm telling you. But how was y'all Thanksgiving? How was your Thanksgiving, Patty Mayonnaise?
I slept all day.
This bitch said he slept on Thanksgiving. He says, have no respect for eating.
Then they said no respect for eating.
What was your main trait? What was one of your shits you like? What was the main entree for you? What were you looking for?
Cranberry salt. No,
damn, I don't eat cranberry salt.
Me
but
either,
don't do respect. Oh,
wait a
minute. Y'all
hold one time out. Fuck that. That shit is nasty. Cranberry sauce is nasty, B.
Bruh, y'all ain't gonna disrespect the sauce like that. It's nasty. But hold up. What you saying though, sir? Y'all just disrespect the sauce. I got a little bother.
I ain't never had this shit we had is like some type of like potato shit. Like potato and ham.
Potato casserole or some shit?
Yeah.
Oh, hell. I just made some shit up. That nigga said, yeah.
Motherfucker making casserole like
that's
anything.
What it was. It was a casserole.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a casserole either. They say macaroni and cheese is a casserole, though.
What?
Yeah, they say macaroni and cheese is a
cheese.
Yeah, they say that is a casserole. I fucked some baked macaroni and cheese up.
It kind of is because you got to cover it. Most casseroles, you got to cover it.
No, you know, somebody might try some shit now. You know, they quick for trying some shit in the culinary world.
Fact.
They be quick.
Like lasagna. Lasagna's a casserole.
Yeah, lasagna's just delicious. That shit is heaven.
But you gotta cover it up.
But fuck cranberry sauce. I'm sorry. I had to say one more time.
Don't do that to yourself.
I don't see how y'all fuck with that shit.
Easy. The same way devil you fuck eggs. With everything else.
That's my shit. I fuck with a devil egg. I will fuck them. Especially if they made right. If that shit is made right, nigga, I can fuck with some devil eggs.
But if it made right, nigga.
Yeah, you don't like devil eggs?
Right here, this shit, nigga.
This shit right here. This devil egg right here, nigga.
Shit's flyer, nigga.
Hey, shit.
Nah, little B.
You don't fuck with devil eggs?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I fuck up some devil eggs, B. That's my shit.
A lot of shit.
Like I could kill that shit all day.
On some real shit, though. A lot of shit. I don't be having a taste for it no more.
What you mean when you say you don't have a taste for it?
I lost taste for it. That shit don't excite me. The smell of the look of it just don't excite me anymore. So, yeah.
Like, oh, no.
Real talk, bro. I just don't know. It's, I don't stress it. But it's all good. It's all good. Lil Wayne intro then.
This bitch said it sound like a Lil Wayne intro.
What are you doing with your intro? Exactly.
Who is it, baby?
I'm done with your
intro. Did y'all listen to the No Ceiling 3 shit?
Nah. I still have yet to listen to it. Man. I heard a lot. Some people said it was fly, though.
Yeah, but he was. I mean,
oh, you said yeah, but. That means it ain't fly. If you got a yeah, but, it ain't fly.
It ain't original. He used like Drake and somebody else.
So
it ain't no old Wayne where he made it.
Yeah. Dang. Well, I'll check it out. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't.
Nigga, fuck me up when you said that.
It ain't the Birdman way. It's the DJ Khaled way.
Oh, no.
Ooh. The only other Wayne I was fucking with was T-Pain.
Oh,
T-Weezy. That era?
What?
That era?
That nigga had and I ain't even a Wayne smash, fan like that.
What? I'm not even a Wayne fan like that. That nigga had to get fucked up with T-Pain. So I got a question. Do you really feel like Jay-Z wrong for killing Auto-Tune, trying to kill Auto-Tune, and putting a halt on T-Pain's career? Because I was rocking with the T-Pain shit. T-Pain had the game fucked up.
Yeah, exactly. Why
are
you
going to
do that, though?
T-Pain can sing without
Auto-Tune,
though.
Exactly.
Now he can't. At first he couldn't.
That's the kicker, though.
Now, so what? How
yeah, but Jay-Z came out with that Def Auto-Tune shit, and it fucked up T-Pain's career.
Yeah,
like, supposedly. So then T-Pain needs to sing normal like he know he can.
Nigga, T-Pain, that nigga, big.
He ain't got to do shit. T-Pain still doing him. T-Pain's a real nigga, bro.
Facts.
T-Pain can really sing, though.
Now, make sure you put an end to that.
He can sing.
I just think that's some stick sucker shit, though.
Right.
You just gonna kill the nigga shit because he got the whole world auto-tuning their shit?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That is some
you want everybody to be a rock boy, rock nation, but now you see everybody auto-tuning their shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gonna come out with that shit? You know,
facts, dude. I do think that is some bullshit. Because that nigga had to wear he's fucked up.
That nigga had everything fucked up with auto-tune.
Like, you knew two T-Pain songs, you heard the intro.
Not even that, though. This nigga had auto-tunes on TV, cell phone, like, ringtones, cartoons. Like, he had everybody using auto-tune, bro. Like, come on. That nigga brought back the Roger Troutman type shit. Roger Troutman.
Shit. And I said, that shit wild, man. That's something to think about. But, yeah. The topic of this episode is staying in your lane. The Thanksgiving aftermath, staying in your lane. And I say stay in your lane because, well, first let me start with this. Nate Robinson. Nathaniel Robinson, if that's his name. Now, before I say what I'm going to say, everybody's talking about, oh, everybody's saying negative things about him. At least he got in the ring. A lot of people wouldn't get in the ring. First and foremost, nigga, I would have got in the ring with the white boy with no problems. No questions. It wasn't Mike Tyson, and it wasn't Muhammad Ali. Rest of the day, and it wasn't Zab Judah. The white boy is not a boxer. I would have gotten there with him. What fucked Nate Robinson up, whatever they taught that nigga in training, he did not utilize in the square circle. Though.
Jake, do that shit, though.
Son, he is not all that. He's my challenger, Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor can whip his ass.
No, I'm not saying that, like, he just do this shit amateur boxing. No, no. This nigga do, like, whether I go training and do this shit, that means I have some form of technique in this shit.
Oh, yeah, fact. But this is my thing.
You dig what I'm saying? So, that's
how Nathaniel was fighting.
You saying this nigga named Nathaniel?
How Nathaniel started swinging, bro. This nigga swung. He started off like a high school female. Like, the nigga literally swung and then kept grabbing him. Like, he didn't have no form. Like, he didn't even have the hood stance. You know how hood niggas just keep throwing the jab, the straight and the jab like this, straight forward?
Yeah.
He didn't do that. The nigga didn't even win the mill. The nigga swung like a female and then grabbed the whole time. And every time he did that, nigga caught 3 to 4 or 5 pieces. And 2 biscuits with a drink on the side.
Damn, filled them up every time.
With a motherfucking side of ranch for the chicken.
Damn.
And then after a while, you know what I'm saying, eating too much, you get full, you get the itis, and you go to bed unwillingly. Like, without permission. Like, you go to bed, and you're not even tired.
True. True that.
Like, you getting treated like a whole child out here. Oh, shit. You need some? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. What are you trying to think about? Staying in your fucking lane. Because that shit ain't it. You got knocked out in front of the world. Your kids are embarrassed. Wife disappointed. Baby. Mom sad.
Niggas get knocked out every day, B.
Yeah, niggas do get knocked out every day, B. It's just free. Yeah, you right. He got $600,000 to go to bed. You right. He got $600,000 to go night night. For another man to put him night night. $600,000 to go fucking night night. That's the shit with it. That's the fucking shit. That gas hit you kind of good, didn't it?
How's it came?
Brought to you by gas.
I don't know. Certain shit is just, I don't know. I would have done it. There ain't finna be no last minute. And I need you to hop in the ring. Hell nah, bitch. I need the train. You can help me out there looking.
No, retarded. I need that train.
No, look here. Certain shit.
So what got me, I said, damn, at least if he would have came out, you know, with a little bounce. Do a couple jabs and then went on the female tantrum. That's different. This nigga ain't going no jab. Like, he didn't have no hook in him. Nothing. This nigga would just throw one bomber and just go to grab him. Like, that ain't it. Like, nigga, yeah, my little siblings know that ain't it.
Yeah, because he wanted to scoop and all this shit.
Then nigga wanted to pick him up. Like, you ain't in the streets, nigga. You in a square circle. Jab this nigga up. Throw some hooks and uppercuts.
Niggas can't keep the nigga off unless he holding. I don't see how this possible, but hey.
What you think about Roy and Mike?
Nah, fuck that.
No, it was some bullshit. What you feel about? Roy was running like hell. You could tell Mike wanted to tag his ass. No, he was tagging him, but no. I'm talking about that old Mike Tyson shit where he hawk him down with that ink, and then yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He did hell. Nah. He caught him twice.
The whole fight, two times. That nigga was running, bro, holding. Like, come on. That nigga Roy was holding, bro.
He said she hurt. Of course it hurt, nigga.
That nigga was in the post interview holding his arm.
The man said, like, he just got out of fight.
He said, yeah, my body is so all over. I said, oh, shit. The stories is true. The rumors is true. This nigga, he piece you up a couple pieces of chicken and you just finish. You tenderize, B. What fucked me up, that nigga Mike said, yo, and it's so disrespectful. He said, yeah, I gave you a couple of good shots, you took it, I'm proud of you. I gave you some strong shots, and you took it. You took it like a man, I'm proud of you, and you kept going. Like, you kept going, you didn't run, you stayed, and you kept your head. I'm proud of you, you did good. Michael gonna fuck me up, but I love you, Mike. I'm just saying, that was fucked up what you told him, B. That's like you telling a nigga in the street. Even though I fucked you up, you did wonderful. You threw that straight, but I had to step to the side of hook your shit. But you did good.
But, yo, that nigga Mike still look like that 96 Mike Tyson boy.
Son, and they came out there with
the shoes, the whole shirt.
Did you peep game? What's up? That shit said 5-4, and that nigga was at the ring at 3.
Yes.
I said, oh, wow, you don't want to dance?
He's with the shit today.
You don't want to do something at the entrance? You don't want to stand there and just get a round of applause as a champ?
No.
That nigga came to kill.
He came to do work.
I bet y'all didn't see when that nigga bit his gloves, though. Mm-hmm. You seen that shit?
Yes, sir.
That nigga like this. Biting his gloves. I said, oh, wow, word, Mike. I said, yeah, you really want to knock him out, Mike, but you trying to remember. That's a charity event, man.
That's that Ben 10 shit right there. Like, he trying to turn into that big motherfucker.
Like, you trying to really knock him out, Mike. Remember, this is just for play. This is a hard sparring, as they call it.
He could have sent that nigga.
What's his name trying to fight him for real?
Who?
What's the dude?
Roy didn't want those shits.
Not Roy Jones. The other dude. I can't think of his name, but somebody else challenged him after that.
Challenge who, Mike?
Mike.
Who the fuck? Evander Holyfield?
Yeah.
Gonna bite your guy.
Evander need to sit down.
Okay, your ribs in next.
He need to sit down. If Roy talking about he was hurting, Evander gonna motherfucking be bruised and abused, nigga.
He gonna be bent the fuck
like,
over.
That shit gonna be over with. That nigga, they gonna have to wheelchair this nigga up out of there.
Sure.
So niggas is underestimating. Like, niggas is really not understanding. This nigga Mike body look 24. The only thing that look old on that nigga is that nigga head. Everything that nigga
his face do look old. What? As shit.
After the fight, there's like You know how you get your blood pumping? After the fight, that nigga body was so skin muscle tight. That nigga looked at 24. I said, oh my God. Roy, if they would have gave this nigga 3 minutes in each round, your ass was wept.
Three minutes? That bitch
would have been knocked dead. The fuck out in there, bro.
That, man, shit. That boy would have been gassed in there.
We'd been that motherfucker singing, as we go on, we remember.
No, you know the little stripe screen, the different colors on it. Mm-hmm. The standby screen, yeah.
Facts.
Excuse us,
we have a technical difficulty. We have an unwanted knockout. Cause see, nobody was supposed to get knocked out, but Nate just had to go to sleep. Not all everybody, out of all the boxing cards, Nate had to go to sleep. And what pissed me off, he said, I'm doing this for the culture.
No,
man,
you wait.
I said, damn, Nate. If he wouldn't have said that, I wouldn't be on him so hard. I ain't gonna hold you. That nigga said, this for the culture. I said, oh my God.
Bro, I've been watching the little mean people been making of them niggas, bro.
Son, bro, what? What got me, the white boy came out acting like he was dribbling a basketball and knocked this nigga out and dribbled him like a basketball. This nigga bounced on the floor when he went night-night for that last time. It was got me. The first time he got knocked out, he told me, oh, he hit me in the back of the head.
Well.
The ref said, nah, that nigga hit you. You went down. Nigga. And went to counting. One. Two, three, four. What made this shit even crazy is second round come, he knock him down. This nigga go down, caught out the ring, hands in front of him.
Fact, but
triangle formation.
No, bro. When he fell like that, then he looked like Martin when he was fighting Tommy Hearns.
Yeah.
That nigga fell off. Yeah,
son,
bro.
What made it bad, I said, if a nigga ever knock you out and got you looking like an arrow on the floor, it's over. That nigga point you to your doom. That's it. He pointing you to your doom. Your immediate doom is coming.
Like, please comfort me.
What? The third time he hit that nigga bounced like a ball. And what got me, I said, damn, nigga, you even take a break. You didn't want to run around the circle. You just went straight for him. He pieced you up.
Question. And for the listeners, so which knockout worse? Pacquiao or Nate Robinson?
Nate Robinson's birthday.
I ain't never got hit in my face.
You can get knocked the fuck out, get hit in the side, in the kidney.
That's one thing.
That would happen to the black nigga.
I got knocked out, bro, by this motherfucker.
I got knocked out, thank God.
Niggas do get caught slipping every day, B. You know what I'm saying, bro?
This motherfucker hooked his feet.
By the grace of God, I ain't never been forced to sleep.
He hooked his feet around your head.
Oh, you got a super kick.
First of all, why you let this nigga feet come from the ground to your head?
First of all, you didn't move? I'm pretty sure his mom told him his feet belong to the fucking floor.
Facts, nigga. Like, no, right. Sir. Hold up. Please explain this.
That shit happened one time.
What? No.
I gotta go to your mother, so you just out here letting your son get kicked in the face. Is what you tell him?
Hey, he kicked in the face.
I thought that's what you said.
I said, leg wrapped around your head. I said that nigga kicked you like that. He put his hands on you. He put his feet on you. I ain't never got knocked out, but I'm saying it's a dude who tried that shit on me.
Son, the utmost of disrespect, nigga. You gonna try to kick me in my fucking face? Bro, that's the lowest of low. Like, wow. I'm here to tell you, when I got in the fights, I ain't never stomped or kicked a nigga in the face. I had that much respect. Like, I ain't gotta stomp you, you down.
I had to fight straight up. I can fight.
I piece a nigga when he go there, I leave him like, yo, son, you good money. I'm going to do you like that, B. You start stomping a nigga, you got to hate a motherfucker, boy.
I will stomp a motherfucker.
Stay there. Nigga, I'm playing. Nigga, take eight of these, nigga. Nigga got a whole Timberland boot on his head. Nigga face of like foot action.
Yeah, that nigga look like toothpick.
Look what?
Flat-tick. I haven't seen somebody do that shit before. Coming from the club. This motherfucker, this big ass white dude. I mean, the dude was white. He was little. He was a little white dude, a big black dude. He stomped the shit out of that dude. in the little, you know how some of the buildings got where they got the door and then they got like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's where the doorway is, like that, man. He stomped the shit out, buddy, right there inside the door.
That is fucked up.
Off the, but he off the sidewalk.
A nigga start stomping you, bro. That's the lowest award.
I don't know. Like I said, I will. Nah, for the most part. We just have an altercation and we get in a hot fight. Yeah, you hit that ground, I'll let you up.
But see, I ain't gonna put nothing on you that you don't put on me. You put your feet on me, I put your feet on you.
But you know, well also you got to think, nigga, ain't no rules for fight, so nigga. Thanks. Hey, you get hit with the knee, you just get hit with the knee.
You gotta take that.
You don't want to see that.
You gotta be Diddy that shit. Take that.
Not understand get hit in your face.
You know what they say, get hit, make him pay.
You heard? I understand getting hit in the face with a hand. Because it's right there. You know what I'm saying? It could be quick. But a foot, that bitch got to come from the ground. This nigga got to brace himself.
This nigga took time.
Yeah, he got to brace himself.
Form and technique.
Facts. With balance and all to throw a kick. And you let it happen? Nah.
Well, nah, you see UFC, niggas get caught every day. And nigga, you hear that shit sound fat.
Because nigga, they get caught in between of a move. Think about it.
A kick right in the inside his thigh, buddy.
Them shits be popping.
But think about it though. Most times before a kick happens, or when niggas get knocked out on the kick, the opponent is making a move. Like they get time, like right on top of. They just get checked. You know what I'm saying? They don't just get. Now some of them be standing there just. Right to the face, like
this nigga you said, didn't see right that? To the face.
You didn't see the leg move, like you didn't see that. What? Nah, like I said, the fist, that's right here, that's in the chest area, so it could be quick. You don't know. Oh shit, he got me. I ain't see that one.
Disrespect.
But a leg, a foot, come on, a knee, no, yeah, hell no.
Disrespect.
A knee, he got to jump.
That's the sort of thing about me.
Yeah. Yeah, a knee.
What you doing? You about to fight a nigga? You throw a jab. This nigga do a tornado kick and miss you by inches. Inches. He missed you by inches.
I'm a bull
rusher. Do you proceed the fight or do you back up like, you know what?
I'm a bull rusher. What the
fuck you mean back up?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm a bull rusher.
That nigga, he tried to Conor McGregor tornado kick you.
Like I said, once.
That leg he's spinning on. Kick him. I'm
going
to
kick him.
Then
you
go,
I'm
going
to
drop and kick that bitch.
Kick him right in his knee.
You probably going to kick that nigga. That nigga do some spin Rudy shit and drop the Lord Pain kick to your face.
Like, you kick that leg he's standing on. You drop and kick the leg he's standing on.
I know, I'm just saying. But, you know, he professional. He that bitch come quick.
Yeah, oh, baby.
Shit.
But then you talking about back up.
But I'm talking about. Now, look, when I say you throw the jab, I ain't saying you throw the jab and you back up and the nigga miss you. Nah. You threw the jab and that kick was that fast. It just barely missed you. As soon as that jab was finished, that kick just almost finished.
So therefore, I gotta throw him balls. I gotta get a little closer.
Nigga, I'm throwing a brick at that nigga. Fuck.
No, I gotta grab you, bro. You're a little too close.
I'm a bull rusher.
Yeah. First of all, that means your arm is the same length. Your foot the same. Your leg is the same length as my arm. So therefore, I can't stay on the outside.
Send that fire at
your
legs.
I can't stay on the outside, bitch. You gonna tap my face up? No sir.
He wearing Tim's. That bitch sparked the air. Oh shit!
Measure front kick with the seal.
What, nigga? Stop.
Did you like? You see my post where I said about slapping somebody?
Oh, that's a bitch move. That you got a bitch. You got a bitch. For anybody catch you with an open hand slap, you got a bitch.
Son.
You gotta fight for your man.
There's videos where motherfuckers begin open hand smacking over bust a move. Nigga, I wish a nigga would. I wish you would smack me like that. That's called a bitch smack.
Bro, you got
over. That's what that is, a bitch smack. An open hand smack is a bitch smack.
You gotta die by that one. Your manhood.
You smack me, nigga.
What?
That's like spitting in my face. You gotta get your ass whipped. And then I gotta go to my mom. Grown as fuck. I'm going to my mother. Mama, I hit him back. Yeah. He smacked me. I hit him back.
An open hand smack.
And then after I whoop that nigga ass, I got to hit the spinner Rudy right there next to this nigga. You going to open hand smack me, bitch? I'm the five-time smack champion. Nigga, you got me fucked up. What you mean?
Keep the goddamn temple off.
That shit. Right. I like to fight, though. I go home, I go to work, and I bring my ass home.
I got a question, bro. This on the topic. It just dawned on me since we talking about staying in your lane. Could you? Hold on, let me see how to put this. No, that's another question. First question. Could you be a perfect side nigga?
Hold on, son. We're going to go to commercial. We're going to come back today.
Okay. All right. I'm about to get retarded now.
Thanks. What's good? We back. Of course, we back. Now, back to your question, brother. Ask him again, just in case they tuned in. You know.
Okay. I was asking. Said, could fellas, women too, could you stay in your lane?
As the perfect side piece.
As a side piece. Shout out to the side piece.
I guess, like, I ain't got no problem being a side piece. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I'm single, you know what I'm saying? If I'm a side piece, side piece, shout out. You know what I'm saying? I sit there in my place. I don't give a fuck. You need a ladder, though.
Facts.
Yeah, like, I ain't got no problem being the side piece. Because it's like, you ain't got to worry about shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You get money. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
That's if she allowed the shit to be that way.
If you the side piece, nigga.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
No, if you the side piece, you ain't got to worry about no arguments, nigga. You ain't got to worry about major holidays. What you mean? You the side piece.
I know.
She see you sometimes. Yeah. Exactly. I'll be the perfect side piece, nigga. I ain't got no problem. Just make an appointment. Let me know when you want me to see you. Other than that, nigga, I'm doing me. What you mean?
Respect them.
Like, you feel me? I'm pretty sure it's the same way for females here.
So what would you do if that person started catching feelings?
If they catch feelings, shit. It depends if you want to be with them. If you want to
got me fucked up, boy. I said
if no, I understand what you're saying. Like, if you don't want to be the person and it's you trying to be side piece, look.
I thought we were just
FWB. We friends with benefits, you know what I'm saying? You trying to take it a little farther, you know what I'm saying? What's up with that? You know what I'm saying? Or if you wanted to be in a relationship, you like, shit, but yeah, we could be, you know what I'm saying? We could be in a relationship. You know, but you know, different strokes, different folks. But you're going to have some people that's going to be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Then you know
what I'm if you was in that scenario and that happened, shorty came to you, like, she tell you she catching feelings.
I must have been feeling her. If I'm really feeling her. And I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, we can make this thing official.
What?
I'm just saying, you never know. You know what I'm saying? It could be Neil Long. it might be Neil Long. Neil Long might like be fresh off her marriage. They're like, they call, I want to be with you. And I'm like, shit, come on. Come on. Shit, I hold you by the hand.
She's going to stay the side.
So what?
She's going to stay the side. She's going
to stay your ass on the side.
You got me fucked up. So you telling me.
So you, but I get what you're saying. They sometimes got down second, third screen, get in the game.
If
you into it,
nigga, that's what I like to hear, nigga. Yeah, bring that shit back one more time.
What?
No. Sometimes what?
Sometimes the second screen, third screen, touch.
There you go.
They get a little piece.
But I'm just saying. So Diamond come off the stage.
Nope. Best stay off.
You better stop playing. I know Lisa Ray. You making a move on Lisa Ray?
Well, I know.
Yeah. Been in
that situation.
Hey, look, Pat. Like, yeah. Like, stop playing.
No, I've been in a situation where I had to be a side.
No, I'm just saying, we ain't talking about, we fantasize right now. Stacy Dash, Walker Boy. Who, I got you right here. I got him right here. Peep Game. I got him.
The chick from
No, I got him. I got you right here. Fuck all that. This is it right here. Nah, fuck that. I got you, dude.
Hell no.
He's, you talking about. Look, Pete, I got you right here. This him right here. Ready? You just got side piece. She like, yo, she tired of that nigga. She sick of that nigga. She want you, B. I fish you tissue. What you doing?
Can't do that, baby.
You crazy. That's Jill Scott. You going?
No.
Nigga, you going to take a long walk down the park after dark with her nigga. Stop playing.
But no, nigga. Like,
after dark,
find
time for us to spark conversation. But you going?
No.
Y'all gonna share temptation?
No.
And relaxation?
It's not, bro. I'm telling you, I just hell no. Don't get me wrong.
I've been in that situation.
That bro. Shit does happen.
Hell no.
I'm just saying, shit. No, sure. You never know, it might happen. You say fuck no now. But you know, it happens.
But what
I'm saying, but see, your question was, okay. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what I do. That's why I said, I can't say yes or no. You know what I'm saying?
It just depends on the situation. I answer like this.
So you're saying
if I'm the only side,
Yeah, you the only and, side.
Okay.
How the fuck you know you're the only side?
No, I'm just saying. Exactly. Okay, no. I'll say this. Let's do it like this.
You know for
she
sure.
in a relationship, boom. If you know you the side sure. nigga. You've been a side nigga by like going on 8 months. Mm. You the faithful side nigga. You know what I'm saying? She like, yo, you know what I'm saying? She done with the nigga. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like she gotta, you gotta help take care of this bitch or some shit. Nah, she doing her own thing. She get money.
I just did the little dick, but I'm good.
All right, it's all fun and games. She turn you over like, let me peg you.
If I'm nah, hell no.
That nigga said, nah, hell no.
Get the fuck up out of here with your
dumb
ass shit,
man. Donkey Kong her.
And smack her with that same rope, that same deal, though, that she got. I'll smack the fuck out of that bitch with. Bitch, you got to be fucked up.
Fuck where I get shot.
Because I can't put my hands on you, bitch, but I smack the fuck out of that deal, though. Boom! You're going to have a whole whip going across your face, bitch. Fuck you talking about? Get the fuck out of my face with that dumbass shit. No, sir. Fuck what you talking about?
Nah, pimp. No. That buddy don't mean myself and Irene.
Hell, you stupid.
Not.
Nigga, you haven't seen the Long Came Polly?
Man.
With Ben Stiller and Cameron Diaz? The nigga zipped up his joint?
I don't remember.
Yo, that movie's funny, but you need to watch it.
It's not by the title.
What did he say? At Buddy House. That girl, parents' house.
I know what you're talking about, though, when he goes upstairs to the bathroom type shit. Yo, that shit is funny. How that nigga was crying at the end, my nigga. That shit had me dying. That nigga. The fuck, nigga? Stop. Just saying. The dope man gave us some ooey today.
I just can't get down.
No. I don't know. You can never say that, though. You know what I'm saying? You never know what might flip your script.
I can't say that because I told you I've been in this situation.
I understand, but shit, you know what I'm saying? Shit, yeah, look, you never know. It's so many women out there. You never know which one might just make you go head over heels. You like, damn, nigga. I said I never do it, but fuck it, come on.
So I never do what?
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, like right now, what you said, you'll never do it. But I'm just saying.
No, I'm not.
Could be one.
I'm not. I'm
sorry. You never know. She kissed that ear right or something.
No, bitch, don't fuck with my ear.
All right, now. See, that's how she gonna put that spell on you, boy. She gonna nibble on that ear. You ain't going no place. You ain't going no place.
That shit don't bother me. I was just playing.
That nigga said, don't bother my ear. Nah, you're fine.
I don't know. Jeez,
shit.
All fans, get at us and let us know if y'all could be that perfect side piece.
Can you be a perfect side piece?
And stay in your lane. I'm talking about
100% side piece.
Yeah.
You can't be calling on holidays. Like every now and again, you might get a little gift. What? You know what I'm saying? But you're the perfect side piece. What you mean?
Nigga, I'm the bro.
Now, if you're the side piece, you're not supposed to be there on major holidays. Oh, yeah. She celebrate Christmas with the main, you celebrate Kwanzaa.
It ain't even that, bitch. I don't even, like, if I'm a side piece to a bit, bro, I don't even text you, bitch. You'll take me. For what? What I'm talking to you for?
Mm-hmm. Nah, she gonna have to text you first type shit because you don't know what time to hit up unless she tell you.
What you mean? No, run down, boy. I'll be like, nah, I'm good. You just hit me up when you ready. Because, therefore, ain't you shit? What I'm saying? Text you up. Ain't shit to talk about. We already established what the fuck we got going on.
Shit. It's all fun again since she put that womp womp on you.
Who?
You just had one put that willy womp womp on you yet.
Bro, I ain't got some good vagina.
No, she put that willy womp womp. When she get that willy womp womp, she locked that thing down.
It ain't, look here. That what you call it. I done had some grown woman. That what I call it.
Nah. You had that willy womp womp.
No,
you,
nigga.
I'm telling you, had.
It's the same thing as your willy womp womp. That what I call a grown woman.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying that willy womp womp. Not even a grown woman. I'm just saying a willy womp womp. When it's one of those, you just got to step back and be like.
That's why I say the grown woman. That's what I call it. The grown woman. But it's the same thing as a willy womp womp.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. There's females out there that'll make you just change the whole. Like, you got your game plan, but like, bitch, I don't fade away from this game plan. I'm out here winning championships.
Right here, bro.
And it might be that one that make you put that book down. Like, you know what? We can start a new sketchbook and see what it's like.
On the podcast, bro. I've had a female like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I guarantee you, I finished strong. But boy, I wouldn't go back because no.
Nah, no, I ain't saying going back, but what I'm saying is you can't say it'll never happen again.
You did what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying, but you can't say it never happened again. It might just happen with another chick. But it might happen for the better.
But I know, but get what though? This is how, like, if I find, I ain't even going to go seeking for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But if I come across a woman that had that same and that lady I didn't go back to, but ain't no way in the fuck, because
that's why I said it's gonna be better. Like maybe the last shorty when she threw the football, you was about to catch it, but she kept overthrowing. This shorty might hand it off to you, and every time she hand it off to you, nigga, the pocket's open. You always don't go.
What they say in football? Since we speak of football, it was right in the bread basket. I'm talking about nigga, extra buttery, nigga. Like, come on, boy. Like, no,
what
nigga.
What the fuck?
No, nigga. Like, she. Like, on some real shit.
You know, it's just something to think about. You know, just a little rouse dazzle.
But I couldn't. And no, I never made it official with Shorty. Dang. And to this day, she's living her life and I'm living my life. And there was no bad blood between them. She just, every chance she get, or whenever we talk again, she gonna goddamn bring it up. He's like, and I told you, nigga, I gave you your kudos when we finished, nigga. I gave you your respect, bitch. You, you gonna fuck a nigga up. Yeah.
Well, since we on relationship topics,
what's up?
It's time to bring in the fuckery on Facebook.
Ooh.
Yes. What's up? The fuckery on Facebook. Facts. We got a post from a L7 weenie. It says, let me get that blunt. Thank you, player. You know I'm gonna need a blunt when I read this. Yeah, super stupid. Cheating is a part of ups and downs of a relationship. Huh? Every man is gonna hurt you. You just gotta find that one worth hurting for. Millions of happy wives have been cheated on and abused, but they fought for their marriage to make it work. If you're not willing to fight for love, then stay single. What the fuck? This nigga's promoting. This nigga's promoting domestic violence.
No, I don't
want to agree with domestic violence.
He's promoting adultery.
But there's
like this nigga's promoting all that.
There's a difference between cheating. There's a difference between cheating and looking for somebody else. Cheating to me is when you both of y'all still in love with each other, but some ain't there.
So if y'all beefing, is like to step out, what you're saying?
No, it's not okay. That's what
shit, the bitch made mad today. I cut the cable off, so I'm stepping out.
Cut the cable back on when I feel like going.
Bitch, you ain't watching nothing. I'm out here cracking cheeks, bitch. You gonna watch nothing.
I think he gonna rub you one off. Turn it in there, call it off
there. Bitch, you ain't watching no porno today. I just cut the phone off too, bitch. You better get your magazine.
The TV.
Mm-hmm.
What you talking about, bitch? You going to bed. No, that's crazy. I can't. No, I don't know, bro. Yeah, I be on that whole different type thing. Nigga, I be on that.
I know. I'm going to teach your ass a motherfucking lesson, bitch. You're going to learn. And you're going to be the time you ain't going to be here. You ain't gonna do none of the extra shit like assuming and all that shit.
Do you believe that every man hurt women?
No, bitches hurt niggas.
Yeah, it go vice versa.
So, you know, he's an L7. I agree, he's an L7 weenie for saying some shit like this. I'm gonna let you read it.
They said cheating is a part of
ultimate. I feel if I ain't
I wouldn't say cheating. I would just say relationships have ups and downs. You just gotta find what's fighting
for. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's an L7 Whitney for saying some shit like that.
He said cheating. Bitch, calm the fuck down. He went straight to the muscle.
He said millions of happy wives have been cheated on and abused. That nigga's an L7 fucking Whitney.
You got mental abuse.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just saying, who the fuck wants to just live through that?
It's so much different shit, bro, because, I don't know, it's different shit. Females is...
Motherfuckers is dubs. Them niggas is dubs.
Females and niggas, they just...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Them toxic ones are dubs. On both sides. Fucking toxics.
I just feel that situation that happened, when it's serious, then they love, so they stayed where they was at. You know what I'm saying? They stayed in the relationship. So, hey.
Mm-hmm. What they say? Mm-mm. Not me. It was toxic for me.
Hey, I respect it.
It's a toxic.
You know what I'm saying? To each his own. No.
It's the toxic for me.
I don't be on that relationship shit because I be thinking all out the box. Like, I don't be. Mm-mm. I ain't with that type of time shit.
That ain't fair. I don't be. Mm-mm. That's what you know is serious. Yeah, and they gotta say no at the end of that sentence. Just remind you, it's not.
I tried the European ways of living with the Western. I mean, with the relationships and the dating and all that shit. That shit don't feel right for a king. So.
Oh shit! You are six wives.
Shit,
yeah, that's what it is.
Six.
This nigga was six wild. He want concubines.
I'm not even
I just thought about Martin.
You stupid.
You're Martin.
Okay.
Shop at Crafty Creations 1 _ on Instagram or Crafty Creations 5 on Facebook for all your customization needs. We specialize in custom ashtrays, rolling tray sets, liquor bottles, wine glasses, mugs, cups, personalized pocketbooks, and dominoes. You name it, we craft it. Thank you.
When I have your wife, she be my concubine.
Hell yeah.
Shit, for this much?
That nigga was balling on Gina ass.
This nigga, he gonna have him a concubine.
I'm so Gina ass.
I'm finished, yo.
But nah, bro, it's just, I don't know. Yeah, I be on that poly type shit, man.
Everybody wanna be the poly.
No, it's just what it is.
Why you wanna be a poly?
I just sat here and told you.
No, I'm saying, but why?
I just sat here and told you.
As far as what?
Yeah, truly posted. And I'm all on the mic talking like that. Because I told you. I've tried that Western.
But no, I'm saying, that's what you said, but I'm saying that's the only reason?
Nah, my nigga, it's just. That and plus, like, nigga, I can't just have love for one female. I love female. You dig what I'm saying?
Oh shit, this nigga's a ladies man.
No, I'm not saying like a ladies man, like a womanizer type shit.
No, I ain't saying a womanizer.
It's just like you meet different people on what the fuck? That's the fucker on Facebook right now, nigga. But no, I was just saying though, like, you know what I'm saying?
People
okay.
Do some weird shit on the ground.
Nah, bro. Tried it.
I feel like this. If you're going to do poly relationship, have it to where both are putting in, both, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's taking care of the house.
No, nigga, that's how it's supposed to go. Everybody, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of people don't be thinking.
But there's different poly there are different types of poly relationship, though. That shit is deeper than, you know what I'm saying? Just having two worlds.
That shit a religion now.
Huh?
That shit a religion now in certain countries.
Man, I'm not fucking with that religion shit, man.
No, I'm just saying, in certain countries, that's your religion. You could be having 12 wives, and they'd be for certain reasons. One teach the kids, one work here, one do that.
Nigga, that's a business. Nigga, that's a whole. He done went D-hole with a business.
I'm just saying.
Hey, look at this. Let me tell you what we gonna do. See, the first two, y'all, this is what y'all gonna do. Y'all gonna sit at the house, you're gonna take care of kids. Because you two bitches are the oldest. You get what I'm saying? You gonna keep my food warm. Yeah, keep my shit spotless.
Yo.
Now the neck too. Come on, no, step up.
This nigga stick to my step up.
Y'all in charge of keeping all the kids in extracurricular activities, getting them to and from.
I work weekends and every other Monday. What?
And don't
eat my cereal.
What? In every event that each person has. We're all going as a family. But can you imagine the buses pulling up in their beard?
I just don't have the mind, the mental capacity for more than one, to be married to more than one woman.
I'm the broke. Yeah, I can't.
You say what?
I got the mental capacity for it. I'll be that motherfucker stressed
out. But you'll be in the whole relationship with a team with a bitch.
I'm just saying that's what niggas
I'm
do.
I'm just saying. Listen, and that's the kicker right there. Niggas be in a whole relationship and still cheating with a bitch. It's a whole population.
I couldn't get do to the talk. Whole relationship.
If you talk and tell motherfuckers like
I don't trust you, bitch. I don't trust your relationship.
No, I'm saying, no. See, I couldn't be. It's the difference from a nigga cheating on a female while he with a chick, and it's the difference between a poly relationship.
Yeah.
A poly relationship, nigga. Still, everybody's living in the same house.
But did you not know
can you imagine
cheat in a poly relationship?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
But see, this the kicker with the shit.
What's up?
The kicker is the mental capacity dealing with two females.
Everybody, like once again,
you gonna be in that motherfucker going crazy.
You don't have to.
Niggas be talking about killing themselves over one bitch.
That's why I said
you talking about two females.
It's different types.
Two black queens.
You don't have to all be in the same house. You dig what I'm saying? That's why I say it's different types of poly relationships.
Oh, y'all niggas playing play. Y'all ain't for real. Y'all play.
No, nigga, it's just different shit.
It's all fun and games. So when Papa pregnant, she be like, sister, that's you. That's y'all too. I'm out. It's all fun and games. It's all fun and games. She pull the daddy move on niggas. I'm going to play father and I'm out.
Yo.
That's fucking funny.
Y'all the parents.
I never thought of this.
I'm just saying. Yeah, she from the daddy move on, nigga. She go. Yo.
That shit would be funny as fuck. That would be funny as fuck.
She pull off. You like, well, goddamn.
Your finger would be tight as hell. Now, you gotta play the bitch.
You gonna be confused as fuck. You like, well, goddamn.
Damn. Well,
was everything good?
She just wasn't ready to be a parent.
Yeah, man, she's gonna walk out the baby life just like that.
I'm fucking done with
yo. Nigga, I'm like, yo.
I'm fucking done yo. With this, man.
But damn, can we put it on child support? Nah, we can't do that.
That's funny, bro.
Yeah, I'm
that's
just saying.
Funny,
it's just something to think about, bitch.
Like, I ain't gonna forget though. The first time I heard the positive shit, well, I've been hearing about it, but it was on. I was younger, and there was this lady, white lady. She had two boyfriends. They was on divorce court. She was divorcing, like she was divorcing one of the boyfriends type shit, bro.
Oh wow,
yeah, bro.
I want to drop one of my concubines.
That shit was too funny.
That
bro.
Nigga mad.
Hey, you know, the dude, like the one she was still married to, you can tell she was a bitch. That nigga, cause he was there being her witness, bro. Like he was up there snitching on the nigga.
Oh
there.
Wow! That nigga said, "I got to remain the primary."
Facts, bro.
I'm trying to be the primary beneficiary on this motherfucking account.
But
oh, that mean he been snitching on him, taking little pictures here.
Man, I seen that shit. That little, I ain't gonna say the show name. I don't want to give him no rating. But yeah, it was same scenario really. But they weren't getting
the window.
They weren't getting
cold.
They weren't getting divorced. They were doing the little paternity shit. You dig what I'm saying? Like, shorty had done got, you know what I'm saying? She didn't know who the daddy was. You know, so even though they in a whole pile of daddy, she was like, nah, one nigga was like, nah, I just want to sign the birth certificate. I have to know. And the other two is looking at the nigga sideways like, really, nigga?
You so you're just going to switch up like this right here now?
Put your fucking name down. That's what you want to do. Like,
yo, just switched
like,
up.
I just have to know. I just, my mom and my family. I'm like, bro, this nigga sound lame as fuck.
L7 weenie.
But yeah, you want to tell him that you want a whole positive relationship with another guy and a girl. But yeah,
he must be the cuckold.
He gotta be a, huh?
The cuckold? That's probably what it is.
He probably is. Hey, teach his own, bro.
Mm-hmm. So how do y'all feel about Snoop Dogg being, you know what I'm saying?
A commentator?
Yes.
Bro, this nigga been doing this shit for the longest. He's just official now.
Right here, what?
That's damn bright.
Where?
They say Snoop Dogg is launching his own pro boxing league called the Fight Club.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to do that.
You gonna go over there and be boxing? Hey, something new, something might.
What?
You feel me?
You know the kick is?
They tell you, you know what I'm saying, you want the belt, you gotta go in there and fight Mike Tyson.
Okay. We'll get with it. You want to know the kick?
What?
I don't see how niggas get happy. They happy or knowingly know that nigga can knock them out. I'm not having that thought in my motherfucking mind. I ain't never been knocked out, and I ain't gonna never be knocked out.
You know what?
I definitely feel that. You just remember who you're going to that motherfucking ring with. It's not being scared. It's just You gonna be
hyped
up? How
can you be comfortable enough to like, okay, one of these punches can sleep me?
No, not even that. It's the shit when you getting in there and you see that big motherfucker bouncing in that corner. You like,
that's the nigga. Y'all didn't say he was that big though.
You just look back like,
how many he knocked down the first round?
If I
22 of 44. Oh, so that's 50%. So you tell me there's a 50% chance I'm ever going to sleep in the first round?
Facts, nigga.
Oh, okay. That's something to think about.
I think if I did MMA and UFC, I'd probably, my first move out the box would probably kick it down in the chest from across the ring. Because he's going to come out.
But you got to be careful with that shit. Niggas be expecting certain shit. Niggas be pulling out cartwheel moves and shit. Like, niggas got to be, shit, you might do the wrong move. You roll, that nigga kick in your face. You just land on your neck. It's over. Like, you going night night for real.
Yeah, I can't kick this shit in my face.
You going to kick this nigga in your chest? He done drop kicked your knee. Your shit done snapped. Career over in the first match. So you got to watch out for shit like that.
No, bro. Just imagine that nigga beating on you after the nigga done knocked you out.
And your family the fuck wrong. Your blood splatting on your children. They just pounding you. Honey, oh my God, honey, wake up. Shut up, bitch. And he just decking you.
After he get done beating on your ass, after you were asleep, they gonna ask you to watch the shit after the fight to see how you feel. So yeah, tell us what happened. What went wrong?
And you gotta stand by him while he raised the belt you just had.
What you mean tell you what's wrong, bitch? He slept me. Like, you can see clearly.
Not even.
Yeah, I'd probably be sneaky and roundhouse kicking.
Beating you to sleep in front of your family, and your family's crying, he's laughing at you. Ooh. And the first thing he says, what your husband gonna do?
Nothing.
What can she say? She's like,
he's sleeping now.
In a sport. You gonna get your brother? This nigga, they're professional fighter. You gonna get your brother?
In a sport like that.
Your dad?
In a sport where you know it's expected. Where you expect it and you fight to not.
That's why you gotta have a strong woman if you in the, and you in fight.
Okay, with that being said,
you can't really get mad though.
In football, niggas don't expect to get, but like niggas know that, you know, injuries occur.
Concussions and shit.
But niggas don't expect to get a face mask. You dig what I'm saying? Nigga, they neck turned all the way around. If
exactly. Like, snap this shit.
They been doing that shit for years.
But think about it though.
Why do you think it's a rule?
Because not to do it. But think about it. Because
somebody
every play, niggas don't be thinking about, okay, he can face mask me on this play.
Uh-huh.
No, nigga think about shit. I can twist my ankle and fuck around and I juke the wrong way. You know what I'm
saying? Niggas be thinking about that check.
Facts, nigga.
Nigga, I gotta don't think about my career. Yeah, I fuck right here to spin too everything. Hard, nigga. It's over. Tore ACL, nigga. I'll never run again down this road.
Yeah, because you wouldn't face mask somebody, don't mean they wouldn't face mask.
Hey, them niggas be kicking each other in the balls and shit.
He knows from playing football. I'm the smallest. I was the smallest one on the line.
Bro, I'm
the center, bro. I'm the smallest one on the line on the field.
I told you.
With the ball. And this motherfucker got a face mask me as a center.
Nigga, that nigga don't give a fuck.
How the fuck?
That nigga said shit by any means necessary.
Bro, we were playing Pike County, bro. My senior year. My dumb ass, I went and told Cole Foster this motherfucker was holding me out of all the people to tell. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he telling me get to the ball and shit. I'm like, hey, Cole, I'm doing what I gotta do. I'm working my moves. This motherfucker's just holding my motherfucking face. Like, he'll grab me. The bottom of my face, man, in the top of my shoulder pad. So I'm like, my head is down. Like, I can't do shit. My head is down type shit. Swear to God, nigga said, extend your rip. So it didn't dawn on me. When you rip, basically, you split the guy in half and you drag your arm. You know what I'm saying? So goddamn, when he said extend the rip, it didn't dawn. He was like, extend the rip.
Shit.
Go right between the legs. So I'm like, oh, this nigga just told me hit the nigga in the nuts, bro. I'm like, come on, bro. That's some rude ass shit, bro. Like, so, but you know me, I had to get the motherfucker up on me. So, you know, I did what I had to do. Soon that net play happened. Did my move. Boom.
And we ball feet.
What?
Yeah. All right, nigga.
I swear to God, they probably call me a whole nigga.
Hey, yeah, you gonna turn them balls up, bro. You everything but a child of God.
All right, nigga. I'm gonna show you who the real 5'2 is out here.
Let's go, sir.
Oh, it's like a challenge, a number challenge.
What? That neck play, bro. We out there, bitch, on the field hitting. I'm sorry. Now, mind you, niggas got face masks on. Coach, like, bro, he always told us, if you going to fight, just do it in between the whistle. Make it clean. You dig? Uh-huh. Bro, I'm beating this nigga face mask in with the palm of my hand. He can't see shit. I am smacking this nigga helmet like a motherfucker.
So a nigga just, dirty.
What? Your holes too? Oh, man, what? I would tag that nigga shit, bro. The nigga drop.
Niggas out there playing dirty. Man,
you got, sometimes you don't have, I don't play dirty. But sometimes you gotta survive, nigga. Like, you gonna let this nigga keep beating your ass, or what you gonna do?
What's your mother say?
Okay, then.
Yeah, if I ain't gonna whoop your ass, nobody else should be whooping your ass.
Thank you, hell no. So, yeah.
Hell no, me and Mike were double teaming the fucking nose guard on the, when it got to the line, he had to run the ball. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker would go and, like, he'll push me into the dude, and then I catch his leg. And Mike just from way back there, he just run a headbutt.
That nigga said headbutt, nigga. Hold on.
You know how niggas drop
niggas
their head?
Out there headbutt.
You know how they drop their head before they, you know, uh-huh. Over nigga. Yeah, just imagine you just.
He's
feeling bad.
I'm talking about he
big.
He
Shaq
size. Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
you seen Shaq when he played football?
Hell yeah.
Shaq big. Shaq big. Hell, that
the
shock
attack. That
300 pounds. Yeah, that shit'll make your shit ring, boy. Ash, look, Shaq, you see, man, that motherfucker used to get so tired of me doing that shit. We had the blue and white game. And I told him, I said, bro, you too big. I said, I'm not finna stand up with you. I said, I'm gonna cut your big ass knees up. He got mad, bro. I told him. He said, okay. And I kept showing him. Then he got to the point where he just pushed me down.
Exactly
what
you're supposed to do.
I'm like, man, I say, that's why I said, that way he, Coach Foster said, you go, Coach Foster said, teach him to put it, use his hands. Mm-hmm. So that's why exactly. He got mad at me on the field, but I'd rather deal with him getting mad on the field with pads on than Coach Foster without pads. Yeah, and I done seen Coach Foster drag somebody across the field with pads on.
Oh, hell
though.
Nigga, I
done
seen Coach Foster joke a nigga up that had weights in his hand. Yeah, I'm talking about straight clean. You get your ass up here, like a little baby, bro.
They're sunning the kids.
You know how you pick a baby up on their arms when they be like, you know what I'm saying? Pick me up tight shit. He went right up on the nigga arms just like that. The nigga had weights in his hand. Get your ass up here. The nigga acting the ass, trying to fight everybody.
Acting a fucking donkey.
What? Colt called his ass with the smooth. He ain't struggling there. All in stride. Just kept on walking.
Stop. I swear to God.
Cold strong as fuck. Okay. No, not the fuck with that nigga. Real talk, bro.
See, I didn't know it was like that.
That motherfucker, man, that motherfucker.
Y'all niggas had them rough coaches.
That motherfucker here
ain't coaching, cut no slack out that bitch.
Hell no.
And then after he started using his fucking hand, then people started looking at him.
Real shit. My first time meeting Cole Foster, bro. I was in eighth grade going to high school. So that summer you can practice with the high school because you consider a ninth grader. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm in that bit. We out there doing our thug. We coming back from a water break, but we gotta go all the way across the field. So niggas is out there, you know, we gonna get there when we get there, jogging, suck up a nigga walking and shit. Swear to God. Didn't know the nigga name. He had on a gold shirt and some maroon shorts. Pulled up to his navel, bro.
Oh, wow.
Swear to God.
Call him Jericho.
Man, I ain't know that man's name.
That's how I say call him Jericho.
it was Colt Foster. That's who it is. But at first, I didn't know. This is my first time meeting. That nigga, when he got over there the way he was, that nigga dropped his head with the rub on top of his head. Look here. Before y'all piss me off, take that shit right on back over there and run over here. So, the fuck, nigga?
We in mid stride in the middle of the field, he didn't think we was hyping up from the water fountain back over there. Yeah. I made it go back over there and go do it again.
Now we gonna break this shit down and get over here now.
Oh no!
Yeah, he from here to.
But him being harder, y'all means y'all niggas good at what y'all do.
He from here to the stop sign, and we gotta sprint all the way over there, everybody together.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You might hate. You know what I'm saying? The bullshit he talk. When you hear defense in India, defensive group. But you know you finna hear some shit talking and it's about to be turned. Swear to God, bro.
What's the craziest thing your coach ever told you?
They ain't never told me no crazy shit. They always
That's why Coach Foster.
You never told me no crazy shit. Mm-hmm. You never told me real life shit. For real.
I'm just saying, you know, how they speaking to you, cursing shit. And shit.
Oh, boy, they be out there, turn.
That's what I'm saying. What's the craziest thing they said?
Man, you got so much shit, bro. No.
Hey,
one of the COVID.
Co-worker said he smoked two. He smoked two Black and Mild to the face before he even get on the field.
And then, you said what they told her. This is what I seen. The crazy shit. The coach and the player were finna get to him. And the coach told everybody to leave the fucking locker room. Shut the door. I'm gonna lock
if this. If you wanna die, get the fuck. He told the
nigga to leave the locker room.
No.
He shut the door. He said, I'm gonna shut the door. I'm gonna lock it. And I guarantee you, I'm gonna be the only one walking out this motherfucker. And it was an old ass nigga. I ain't gonna say his name, but yeah. Swear to God. That nigga would turn that.
Swear
nigga.
For God.
What? I ain't never seen this nigga act like this. This just like, let me see. Somebody that you wouldn't think that just nut the fuck off. And then it happened, you'd be like, the fuck, grandma? You know how we be talking? She be there on that gangster shit. And she might fuck around and just flip out on that gangster shit one day. Yeah, huh. And she flip out with that shit. Yeah. Take your motherfucking shirt off.
So, you know, them niggas don't know about that. Niggas don't know. They ain't ready for that movie, baby. No, they don't know about that movie.
We ain't gonna tell them about it again right now.
They ain't ready for that movie.
We gotta wait to get a
look. Why can't my tears flow like rain and flow like rain?
Oh, boy, we can't be doing
it all the upon the white boy. Thanks, bitch.
Damn, man.
The shit, Pat, you take us out. How you gonna close it for the night?
I don't know. Be nigga. Safe. happy holidays.
Yeah. This nigga. Yeah.
2021 is gonna be good. It's gonna be a good year.
We're gonna try this again. That's all you already know, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you tune in next time for the next episode. Because you just did some DJ such and such shit.
I don't know.
Told that nigga not to say that line. He said
it.
Facts, though. But peace and love.
Around, man. Take it easy. Be safe out here in the world. Until next time, to episode 8.
Facts.
Episode 8.
Episode 8. Facts, most definitely. Definitely ready for the 8.